Yeah, but it will be a healthy Lord for emotional thought to care, will us very good introduction to the subject of the evil. And for the Lord, he's talking on a little bit of those are some thoughts that I've had. That's there, it's healthy. Put it down, so thank you, brother, for the good. And secondly, certainly very, very moving. Attitude of God possible for us to be all the light. Technology plays in the light of a Christian. Marvin, don't get all set. I don't think that you know any of this important secrets, but it will clear this. It will light someone else's path. Your brother will have more, he said. As I pondered this subject, that's the number of money in the maybe before we get into the message, Father, I'd like to encourage you to hear your song more early. We'll read this portion as a backdrop to your thoughts and faith in the singles. The song more early. I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee, O Lord, for I sin. I will behave myself wisely, my friend, today. O, when wilt thou come unto me? I may walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not leave me. A grover heart shall depart from me. I will not know what my heart is. Who knows the Bible be slander of his neighbor, and you are cut off. If they have a high look, it's a proud heart will not I suffer. My eyes shall be upon the hateful of the land, that they will dwell in him. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that followeth the eyes shall not perish his sight. I will early destroy all the wisdom of the land, that I may cut off all wicked fingers from the seed of the Lord. The head of the top of this portion of my Bible says the commitment to holy living. The commitment to holy living. The number of thoughts that are woven into this portion that perhaps you cut out if you wrote that message from me. Technology. So we're talking about that. Definition of technology is simply this: the application of knowledge, especially in a particular area or engineering. A technical method of achieving its practical purpose. The definition is application of scientific knowledge for practical purposes, especially in industry, technology. Technology's place in the life of a Christian. So, how about we would say technology has no place? Well, that hard fits, doesn't it? That's like trying to put a piece of puzzle into a spot where it doesn't fit. It just doesn't, it doesn't fit. We can't get away from technology. In fact, technology and the use of technology has gone way back. The ability of the pyramid and we're way back children Mitchell, thank you, you stepped down. I wonder how, when they built the temple, how did they get those rocks and logs? There must have been some technology, something that they used to vault them. Ropes and tackles. A three-fold cord is now quickly broken. Woven of cord is technology. The knowledge is place in the relevant of Christianity. So, having said that, we really cannot say that the Galilee has buildings, then what place does it have? So technology that we're talking about. This technology is more than just cell phones and computers. And I didn't ask for that. Even maybe I should have done it. They asked the people around the city, maybe you know, a cell phone and a bag. I didn't think that that's a word. The technology is a lot broader than that. There are many types of technology. I will mention a few. You can think of computer technology. Medical technology, agricultural, space technology, communication technology. We hear a lot today about AI, which is artificial intelligence. There's business technology, there's robotic technology. There is vehicle technology. Technology plays a key role in our day-to-day living, and we use technology. It plays a key role in day-to-day living. We use technology and are thankful for the inventions that have made our lives easier and more efficient. We really enjoy the technologies that we have come to need. However, technology is advancing in the broad brush, in broad scheme. Technology is advancing at a rapid pace. In the last 5 years, technology has advanced more than it has in the past two decades. The rapid acceleration of processes of how things are being used and done. I am not very old. There are some of you people that are older than myself, and you remember how things were 40, 15, 60 years ago, right? And how things have changed in just your short lifetime. Technology and things have changed in my short 49 years of life. I remember our telephone at home was on the wall, and there was a long pole that connected to the receiver. My mother, she had a long pole. We could reach over to her kitchen. I bet that pool was 20 feet long. And she had that earpiece, her shoulder, and she put on the receiver. And it was a turn dial. And she went up and read, Gavin, there's one there. Like, it's interesting. I showed her a look at it, Gavin. Turn the dial. Then dial the number, and you waited. Furthermore, we would pick up the telephone. And we were on a party line. And sometimes the other party was still talking. We had to wait until we were done. So you could call. Some of you remember back before that, no problem. I remember when a cell phone came into use and it was a big bag phone. I remember when vehicles had a lot less technology to go into them than they do now. Back in the day, my dad. Air conditioning was something that, wow, that was giving air conditioning our vehicle, it's only had things. There's mirrors. I remember my sister buying a farm. Dad was a little concerned about me. years. If we just get a little out of his comfort zone. Cassette players were in my little thing. I remember just a little bit of the 8-track. Very little. It was pretty much gone as cassette for me. I remember when CDs came out, and I remember the caution against CDs, and that was probably because there wasn't a lot of good music on CD at that point. CDs came out, and the church said, be careful with CDs. This way a little bit. Don't be the first one to go buy a CD player for you. Well, you should cut me out. You know, we need a pad CD. Well, that's producing music that is only CD, so we have something to play. But technology changes. There have been some church denominations that in the past have said, okay, the Lord please this year of time, and we will not change. This is the year of time, Lord, freeze. I think that's what we will do. That's who we are. Interestingly enough, that doesn't work out in the world. In the world, it's good. But how do we navigate? What place is it? Does technology have for us? Back in the day, when my wife and I got married and we loved our relationship, we found our way around with an atlas. We read the atlas. And you know what? To go back to that today, it might just be a little bit chaffy. We were so used to giving the address and punching in the phone. Except, if you're going for a lunch, I'm applying for leaving. They take you to McDonald's and it's charming. And that's cool. What we got? Interesting about your ass, you know. Did you ever get bugged at how much you just do the online? Yes. And we had television to do that's actually what you would be. And all of a sudden you get the response, I won't go anywhere here. Well, that's what it said. To be not only can we make a call with our cell phone, you can be connected with the world in spite. Today, not only do you know what's happening down the road at the neighbor's farm grazing, you know almost in an instant what's happening over in Ukraine or in Kenya because of a friend who sends you a message and says, need prayer or whatever. Does technology have a place? Yes, it does have a place. A quote I came across, which I like with this. Love people and use things. Don't use people and love things. Or we could say, love God and use things. Don't use God and love things. You don't. You don't. And our brother's devotion is so good. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. If there's a burden that I would like to convey to you, loved ones tonight, is this, is that simply that where your treasure is, there is where your heart is. And if we're going to navigate this ever-changing world of technology, we're going to need to have hearts of commitment that seek the kingdom of God first. And then we can see clearly, more clearly, hopefully, to navigate. First John 2, verses 15 and 17. You know the earth is my heart. First John chapter 2. Verses 15 to 17. admonition for us and all the honor for the Lord. Neither the things that are in the world, if any man love the Lord, the love of the Father is not shed. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. We must remember that the world and all of this that follows is going to pass away. The one will remain forever is the work of God, the will of God. And he that does God's will abide forever. First point that I had, place of technology, and our brother wrote out this already. Place of technology in the life of a Christian. What place does it have? So maybe doesn't fit exactly as a place, but the point is this: seek you first in the kingdom of God and his will. Love not the world. A heart that is desiring the will of God will be at a good place to navigate the technology question. Heart that is seeking the will of God and his direction, reading the Bible, understanding and wanting to obey the Bible, the teaching of God, will be at a place that a good place to navigate the questions of that Bible. Could ask me this question: what is your pursuit in life? What do you pursue? When you pursue the world and its technological advances becomes our focus, we have general dangerous foot. We've lost our love for the Father and our hearts. When an individual seeks first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he will be guided in his engagement with technology. And I say his engagement with technology. I believe it is my personal belief that we are going to see changes in technology as we have never seen before. 50 years ago, where we are 50 years ago, there would be individuals who would not believe in the world. And what has come to be the internet and the advancement of the internet and the technology. TV, they can put space shuttle up, raise it. Way high up there in space, and part of it goes off into space, and the other part lands on a ship. Upright? Are you serious? They're going to be able to do that? Here you go. I understand, right? And if you have enough to find, you'll probably be able to go up there. But you would take an airport. Chances of technology. Number two. The place of technology lightly puts you. I'm thinking this point from Psalm 101, verses 2 and 3. The Christian uses technology in openness with godly discernment. Openness and godly discernment. Put on the armor of light, Romans 13, Psalm 14, will tell us. Put on the armor of light. What does that mean? I believe that means be manifest, live your life openly. Let us walk honestly, with transparency. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Be accountable. Be accountable. No one can legislate integrity. The Pilgrim Mennonite Conference we can give directives and write down how we want to approach and what RFD3 is and how we're to approach technology, that its involvement in our life. Well, we cannot legislate and say that technology from a heart must be born of heart in the US. Moving forward, technology plays the light in the first one. Be accountable in your use of technology. Be disciplined in your use of technology. And let your economy be ready. There's no accounts to be cell phones and capital and all that.
Maybe that perhaps in our home, it would be good for us to make sure sit together as a pathway of this pocket that we should be in the conference. How many hours do you use in this situation?
Be discerning in your use of technology. Be wise. There is so many scams. There are so people, wherever there is something new, there is a counter, and there's everlasting music. Be wise in your use of these technological things. Be holy. Be pure. Be godly. Under this point, how the Christian uses technology of openness, you have discretion. I will just mention it here, I guess, while I go on this point. But one of the things that I think that we should use discretion in and be holy, be wise. Maybe you need Google reviews, maybe you need something. In your living room. Maybe you were disappointed in the service that you had. Would men know that you were awesome cloud and be the child? Christian, technology plays the life of Christians must be water, of its use must be transparent. Number 40. Technology must be used as a tool and not a tool. As a vehicle and not a destination. When technology becomes a toy, it begins to take preeminence in our hearts and snuffs out other important things. A tool aids in getting a job completed. A joy provides entertainment and time goes through. And we understand our children play with toys. That's one of the ways they learn. And our children need to keep playing with toys. They need to keep building houses with Legos and stacking up blocks and playing in the sand and picking up sticks and making slingshots and all of those things, riding bike. Our children need to keep doing that, but you know what? So there are many of those in virtual reality. Good. Those things exactly. Is your use of technology as if you thought it flow is a goal of experience? Now this is making more computers. Yes. Autopers of knowing later. How about you need those beyond that, brother, to other humans? That number changes legal age in helping us to accomplish our tasks with better accuracy and more efficiency. We say that we need to update, and this gives us more time. I wonder sometimes if our efficiency and our ability to get things done faster and better and quicker has actually given us more time, and we actually are working with the work that we're going to work. Or what are you doing as well as? Well, then how much it becomes important? We begin to waste time and sacrifice relationships. Technology's place in life of a Christian. Number four. Technology does not replace our trust in God. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. As we are faced with life's perplexities, let us not rely on the technology of the world as our source of stability. In studying for this topic, I came across a word I haven't known before, but it's transhumanism. There's this transhumanistic thinking, and I'll tell you, brothers, it got deeper than my brain started thinking. They're talking about wanting to get to the place that they could actually freeze you, negative 350 degrees, keep you frozen until the technology comes out to address the disease that you have, and then bring you back, thaw you out, be living again, and address your disease. Far out, isn't it? But you know what? People are actually studying to see if they can do these things. And we say, they're bad. The one thing you know is that God is involved in everything. God's pulled. God pulls in one. We cannot allow technology to replace our trust in God. Gideon learned that God was able to bring meat to the Midianites even though Gideon's army was out. David trusted God rather than Saul's armor when going before Goliath. When we lose our faith and trust in God, we will trust in some system of the world. I'm not saying by this at all, but I'm not suggesting that we should use the world's knowledge or what they have learned in medical fields or whatever. But we must use this servant as well. A surgeon who got a million hour old some time ago, talking with the doctor after nervous, asking him about the surgery and the process. He said, "Oh, I would adjust my hand and surgery." That's all done, you know, robot. I'm in another room. My hands are not stagnant. This is the last point that I had in relation to. You know, technology they use to enhance the number of lives taken. We can travel with ease to do the Lord's work. We can fly in airplanes. Recently, I flew to Sunshine, and days and meetings there. And you probably traveled through. Houston Airport, I think, it was huge airport. And masses of people, and I'm trying to go from one gate to another and hustling there and get on this Skytrack, I believe it's called. It's just a computerized rail car, computerized train, all computerized. The door will be opening, it's whatever, and step on it. Door will be closing in 2 minutes, and it's packed in there with people, and the door closes, and you're gone to the next destination. I didn't see any driver in there. It was all computer. We went fast. You hung on, you held on. So we can travel with ease. Communication technology has made it possible to communicate the gospel message like never before. Across the globe, recently, New York for Jesus trip had a QR code on their business card that they handed out. A QR code, what that is, it's going to be a scanner code. And it took the people who scanned that QR code to the landing page on the global website. And there's been, we get how many? You said board meeting here last week. I think there was 300 people at that point that used it, stayed on that page, maybe even an app, something like that. It seems like we need to take this gospel message to the people who are. And one place that people are is on the campus. There's a young lady recently who I spoke to her father, and I learned about her interesting little thing that she has going. When telemarketers call her, she asks them, "Can I ask you a few questions?" And she witnesses to them. And as a result of her witnessing, this now has developed into one of the boys in the morning, or Sunday morning. Her father is singing. Others are involved in a Skype Bible study class with people who were calling this company. And most of these are Uber and Pakistan. Juice of technology, really well. Today, you can talk to someone, or you can see them. On your computer, you can see across the pond, and they might be 12 hours ahead of you, but you can talk with them. Well, do you use technology yourself? The lusts of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, fire. We live with those things. The Christian is commissioned to spread the gospel message. 2 Corinthians 2, verses 4, 1 to 6. I want you to read these verses. Second Corinthians 2. Second Corinthians 2. And verses 1 and 6. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, that we have received mercy, we throw them out. And what are the priorities placed in the life of the Christian? But have renounced and hidden things of dishonesty. Not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God received to me, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. One of the thoughts that I gave is and bring out these verses is, we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. In the use of your technology, whether it's what you post, or the blogs you follow, or the blogs you write, or are you preaching to yourself, or are you preaching the Lord Jesus? We should think of it. There is an addictive bathe that happens in our brain. When you post something, someone sees it. Maybe you don't know. Or when you show people what you know. And that could seem all wrong. I enjoy seeing satisfaction in what people are doing. It's interesting. But I ask you the question, what is your motive? You simply ask me the question, what is your motive? I just know wrong. There are individuals, this is becoming the society. We're all fine friends. They see that most of their friends are over there. We're not going to be able to go to them. We're connected. Technology has connected people in good ways. Does the dispensation you share preach to you, or does it suit yourself? The playlist that you listen to doesn't reflect a heart that seeks the kingdom of God first. Loving inclusion. I believe we are standing on the threshold of unprecedented technological advancements. And these advancements will become more intrusive into our daily lives. So, I don't know if I can explain my thoughts a little bit. But it is true, Pat. There were inventions and technological advances, and they were sort of out there. The tractor now had power steering, but that was stupid. Well, now the tractor tries by itself and just sit in the seat and it does its thing. That's what I told it. They go over the fields, it's run by GPS. Not only that, cars you can get into, and they drive. But these things are run to become more inclusive into our lives. Where you become help will bring something to you in just a moment. Daniel's all of verse 4, the battle of Daniel, shut up your words and seal your book, even to the time of the end. But they shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. The church has struggled in the past relating to technology questions, and will struggle in the future. This question of the internet, shall we or shall we not? Clyde says no, absolutely. Side B says sure, we can take it. Evidence. I believe that as we keep on living lives, we will be faced with those questions. Thing that we will need to make these decisions. And the question is, at what point, why as a church, we say, you know what, that falls down. The world is fast headed toward a global system of connectivity and economics. How will we respond?
And this is not, you're free to say, how I view it. If they don't change the chapter, so it's going to go through like that. Romans 3, 5, and 7. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lead not unto thine own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths, and must be held in him. Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. 2 Corinthians 6, 16 to 18. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. We must be alert, and I want to give you five beware tests. Beware blessed, call this well. Beware, yes. Your love of technology replaces your love for God. Beware lest the world in your pocket becomes the world in your heart. We carry the world in our pockets. Beware lest it becomes the world in your heart. Can you leave your cell phone without feeling anxious? Can you leave it somewhere for a period of time without feeling anxious? The cell phone has the potential to become a companion. Closer than a marriage partner. Number three. Beware lest you replace face-to-face relationships with wireless ones. The wireless ones require no permission. And the four, your connectivity, beware less. Your connectivity to chat groups and their opinion holds more authority in your life than the God of pleasure of authority. Beware less. The connectivity to the chat groups and their opinion holds more authority in your life than the God appointed authority to do. And number five, the quest for knowledge. Beware lest the quest for knowledge overrides the exercise of godly wisdom. Sir. I'd like to read to you what a computational social scientist at the University of North Texas commented about the common values. And this is not saying this is going to happen, but it's religious to you. It's very dumb. A computational social scientist at the University of North Texas commented. In the coming decades, we'll have one device, if any at all. Everything will be voice print activated and or bio scanner activated, meaning retinal scan. So passwords and login details become irrelevant. This will make identity theft more difficult, but not impossible. As no matter what system or technology people create, other people will immediately develop ways to deviate or breach it. All domiciles or people proofs, powered devices, will likely be solar powered or powered in a way other than 20th century electricity. Personal credit cards, driver's licenses, and other portable documentation that you carry in your wallet would become synced to a single cloud-based account accessible via bio-scannable systems. What does that mean? It means a chip planted in your head that wherever you go, you're there. To buy groceries, simply use your home grocery app to open your account as your pantry.
freezer or fridge, order parts you're out of. Then robots will pack your order, and self-driving cars will robot delivery staff can restock your kitchen. Later, groceries will appear in your kitchen. Instead of you teaching your young children to read, tie their shoes, do their homework, or clean their room, aids like Alexa that are more developed, they can operate in multiple rooms of the house and do those things. People continue to go about their duties and responsibilities to the devices. If people continue to advocate, I'm not sure what that means. But their duties and responsibilities to devices and machines as we become more selfish and self-obsessed. Social networking sites like Facebook will be full of rhetoric, and that's a big word. People will likely have waterborne implants to allow them to access the internet and to access whatever the future computer will be. More typing computers. Perhaps you'll be able to think what you want to type, and your system will type it for you while you eat, walk in the park, or ride in your self-driving. It is also important to remember that past projections from 50 years ago never predicted the internet, but did predict lots of technology, and even now, we still do not. What they're saying is, years ago, they didn't predict it, but they predicted a lot of other things that we did not. So we can expect the same with our predictions. So what she simply said is that this possibly could get, what she said, Well, what I'm simply saying is technology is pretty serious, like the Christian. Recently, Elon Musk has developed his small chip that can be implanted in the FDA as a proven, can be implanted in your brain to assist you in the difficulties. And I venture to say that we're going to be seeing what it's becoming available to us. What will we say? Well, you know what? If you're going to do business, you have to share. So you're going to have money to employ you. That believe that in the future, probably will end something. Prove to me to love the Lord with all our soul. And exercise not in reserve. As we relate to this moment. That trust that I know that God will give that information. And let us follow his rule. I don't have any answer. So for if I was injured at vaccine and my blood muscle was, I was very low, and I couldn't use my brain. And I was told that we have a chip for you that will connect to your blood, that will do that work for you. And you can think, you can like think you're walking, and it will do that for you. Would that be okay? But what if I wasn't injured in an accident? But I have trouble with seeing or something. Well, there's a chip for you to help you with that. It's just a little one.
It's literally how.
It's a question, is it I think?
Yes, you can give me the face. In fact, you are. But let us search the scriptures. Man. Man, you know. Yeah.